Good morning. It is 9:15 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
Yes, and put your sunblock on because we're in studio with Ultraviolet.
Yes, UV rays are here.
How long were you thinking of that?
One second.
Wow. Congratulations.
What's good? Job.
A lot. Yeah, it's good. Thanks for having me on. It's,
that's all good.
Good to be here.
Nice. Well, we're happy to have you here.
Yes, always. Now, we are here because, I mean, there are so many bloody reasons, but you are joined with Percy the Kid on Percy Radio now, Monday nights, 9:30 to 10:30 on RDU. What can we expect from Percy Radio, I guess?
Yeah, first show of the night. First show of the new time slot is tonight, 9:30, so...
Hell yeah.
Coming out the gate racing with
nice.
With a whole lot of tunes. Yeah, it's basically trying to have a lot of variety, but all pretty hard ravey tunes. Yeah, it's
cool.
It's we've both got pretty similar tastes in music, so we've got a lot of new music lined up for tonight. It'll be really looking forward to it. Yeah,
awesome. Very cool.
Exciting.
Well, we're excited to listen. The show embraces, like you said, you know, you have similar tastes, lots of ravey tunes, stuff like that. Which I guess genres and styles of music do you see kind of taking storm in 2021 and being kind of the next big thing, if you want to put a prediction in the mix?
I think everything to do with UK based music is just exploding at the moment. Mm-hmm. So you got jungle, garage, what else we got? Everything to do with that
yeah.
Sort of,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Everything to do with bass music, I think, is really big at the moment.
Mm.
I think that obviously drum and bass and house and techno are always going to be the big ones, but
yeah.
All the other stuff in between, it really is in between. It's
yeah.
In between house music and
yeah.
Techno and drum and bass. It's all the yeah. It's all the crossover genres, really.
Yeah. As those two become bigger and bigger, people are like, oh, what's like in between?
Yeah.
What's like the little sub things
exactly.
I can find?
The spectrum.
And then,
exactly.
Then
yeah.
They get bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
Electric Avenue is fast approaching on the 27th of February. What can we expect from Electric Avenue this year and from your set?
Well, I've started planning my set, but that's a big secret. I can't let that slip. Jeez.
All right, we'll keep that under wraps.
I'm looking forward to it though. I've been looking forward to it for so long, and the first time I've played Electric Ave. Hopefully, weather's better this year.
Yes.
We were talking
about the rain before. Yeah.
Yeah. The RDU tent is going to be huge this year.
Yeah.
And everyone's been talking about the stage setup. Sounds very interesting.
We saw some mock-ups before.
Yes,
we won't say
before.
What we saw, but they looked freaking sick.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Very excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Twisted Frequency, speaking of festivals, happened over the New Year's. What was it like playing in beautiful Golden Bay?
It was amazing. First time that I stayed the whole time for the whole 4 or 5 days, I think
cool.
It was. But I managed to... I played my set with the Big Fresh Collective with... Mm. Percy and another guy, Claire from Wellington.
Cool.
That was awesome. We had 3 hours back-to-back sunrise set, which was amazing. And then I ended up actually scoring another set.
Nice.
At 12 a.m. on midnight.
No way.
12 a.m. midnight on New Year's Eve.
No way. What a slot. That's so cool.
So it was great to play that. And I ended up playing another 2 hours on top of that because the people after me did a no-show. So,
damn.
So you're like, I'll just keep going.
It was perfect luck. And yeah, just had a great time doing that. Had all my friends there. So that was just, yeah. Amazing time. Amazing New Year's.
Wow.
Fantastic.
What a way to bring in 2021.
Yeah, yeah. That's so cool.
And
couldn't
speaking
be better.
Of, what can we expect from Ultraviolet in 2021?
Hopefully a lot of new music. I've got lots under the works and a few releases planned at the moment, roughly, and then hopefully some remixes as well.
Cool.
Got quite a few remixes under the way, and also lots of radio stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Percy Radio and then another couple of radio shows overseas as well.
Wow. How cool.
We guest mixes overseas. Yeah.
Nice. That's so sick. Bring it back a little bit. In end of 2020, you were one of the finalists for the Deknology Magnet Awards for your song You. What was it like, I guess, being in the forefront of the Christchurch music scene, getting that kind of recognition and that kind of stuff?
Unbelievable, honestly. I can't believe it. It's... I never thought I'd get to this point, to be honest. I've just sort of made music and hoped that people like it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty unbelievable and really, really honoured to be sort of part of this scene, because the Christchurch scene is just so special, I think.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's a great place to be.
Awesome.
You're so right. Do you have any final words for the listeners? Gosh.
Not really. Listen to my new EP that was out, just came out end of the last year, with that track, You.
Nice.
And then the other one's Ghost. And yeah, that was out on Echo Trains, and I think they've got another couple of releases lined up at the moment that are going to be quite good as well.
They're really
looking forward to hearing more stuff from Echo Train.
Fantastic.
Make sure you are listening into RDU 98.5 at 9:30 tonight for Percy Radio. We are Ultraviolet. We'll be fantastically making tunes for your ears. Thank you so much for coming in studio today.
Thanks a lot. And I'll be back here 9:30 tonight to lay down some tunes.
Hell yeah. We'll be listening.